For a heroin user to get into detox, it seems natural that he or she would be required to test positive for opioids. But increasingly, much of the drug supply in Philadelphia has become laced with or entirely made up of fentanyl, the more potent synthetic opioid. And hospitals don't test for fentanyl and standard urine tests. And that means many people who have only used fentanyl are being denied access to detox right at the moment when they're ready for the help. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
After 2 years addicted to heroin, Julie Wolf decided she was ready to get clean. She got a ride to Friends Hospital Crisis Response Center in Frankfurt and asked to be admitted to detox. They evaluated her, took a urine sample. But after a few hours, a nurse came over to tell her she was being discharged.
She said there weren't any opiates found in your urine. And I said, that's not possible. And I said, but I've been using every day. And I said, you know, I know that mostly everything on the street is fentanyl. And she said, we don't test for fentanyl.
Wolf was denied by her insurance, Community Behavioral Health, which covers substance abuse and mental health care for the city's Medicaid clients. It denied her detox request, saying it was not medically necessary. Camille Paglia runs the Crisis Response Center at Temple. She says she sees people who are experiencing withdrawal and whose urine tests come up negative on a daily basis.
Fentanyl is a send-out lab, so it would take a couple of days to come back. Our lab can't do it, and neither can the labs at any other hospital.
Paglia said that depending on the case, she might be able to convince an insurer to approve detox with a negative urine test. But she thinks a better solution would be to bring fentanyl testing in-house at hospitals. Wolf isn't sure what to do next. She's considering trying to get into detox again after using drugs that she's confident would show up on the screening.
My final thought is go to a corner out here, which I hear, you know, by word of mouth on the street is heroin, not fentanyl, and try to do that and then hope that that day there's a bed available.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.